Mark 7, verses 24 through 30. From there he arose and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and wanted no one to know it, but he could not be hidden. For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For this saying, go your way. The demon has gone out of your daughter." Does anybody today have a need in their life? Most everyone has several needs. Some may have several important needs. I'd go a step farther and say that most people have one or more major needs in their lives. And some may not see how their need can be met. Some people are looking at devastating family problems. Some are looking at financial difficulty. Some are looking at a problem with the child. Some see their own souls and realize that they are lost. Some are looking at a disease and wondering what lies ahead. Some are looking at their parents and realizing they won't be here forever. I could speak all day and not exhaust the list of problems that many are facing today. In the midst of your problems, you need someone to help you. You need someone you can turn to for your solution. You need God to work in your life. You don't need Him to lift every burden, just the heaviest. You don't need Him to move every mountain, just the highest. You don't need God to give you the whole loaf, as we see in our text. You don't need the whole loaf. You just need a crumb. The woman just needed a crumb. That is the situation we're looking at in the passage today. Jesus Christ, she's approached by a mother who is in desperate situation. She needs something in her life. She comes to the Lord, and as she does, she's not asking for the whole meal. She's just asking for the crumbs. She's just asking Jesus Christ to move in her situation. Jesus has just told the Pharisees, the scribes, his disciples, and the multitudes that nothing in and of itself is unclean, as we saw in our previous study in Mark 7, verses 14 through 16. He then told them that defilement is from within, as we saw in Mark 7, verses 20 through 23. And his message then was simple. What a man is in his heart is what he truly is. And as soon as these encounters are over, Jesus and his men go to Tyre and Sidon, which is in the heart of a Gentile territory. Now he's in Gentile territory. Once again, they try to get some rest from the pressures of the ministry. As you see in the text, look at Mark 7, verse 24. They arose, went to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and entered a house and wanted no one to know it. But he could not be hidden. He wanted no one to know. They tried to get some rest from the pressures of the ministry, but we're told he could not be hidden. He could not be hid. That is always the case with Jesus Christ. He cannot be hidden. When Jesus Christ is in a person, he's in a family, he's in a church, he's in a community, or wherever, Jesus Christ simply cannot be hidden. Word will get out that he is in the house. He will not be hidden. And that is why we should do everything that we can to ensure that we create an atmosphere where he can work among us. Christ is in his people. Christ is in families. Christ is in the church. Christ is in the community. And he cannot be hidden. The woman had heard about him, and she came, and she fell at his feet. He could not be hidden. In the text, we have a burdened mother who locates Jesus Christ, and she begins to petition him for the help that she needs. She faces several challenges, but she persists and she gets what she came for. She persists. She doesn't give up. She persists and she gets what she came for. As I speak today, I want you to understand that there is hope for you. What is that need today? What is that problem? God has the solution to your problem. I want to share a few thoughts over the next couple of messages that'll help us find what we need to do, what we need for our own lives today, what we need to do in approaching Jesus Christ. Look at the mother and her request in verses 25 and 26 of Mark 7. For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she kept asking him. Notice, she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. She kept asking. First of all, the reason why she came. The reason why she came. This woman came to Jesus Christ because she was concerned about her daughter. The child was demon-possessed. Demon-possessed and was probably acting out in violence and anger. She needed help in a desperate way. It may be that the demon is causing bodily harm to this child. That was the situation of another demon-possessed child. Do you remember in Matthew 9, verse 22, that the scripture says of one child before? But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, "Be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well." And the woman was made well from that hour. The woman was made well from that hour. Notice why she cried. Matthew 15:23. Matthew 15:23 tells us this. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." She cries out. She cries out. That word literally means to croak, to shout after another. It is the idea of a loud, persistent shrieking. It means to ask, to request, to entreat, to beg, to beseech, to pray, to desire, to cry out after Christ. You see how concerned she comes to Christ for deliverance for her daughter. And she comes and she cries out. I've heard prosperity teachers say, oh, well, simply ask the Lord one time. Just ask and you shall receive. Just ask him one time and show your faith by not asking again. That's not the sense that you get in this text at all. The sense is just like knocking. You knock and you knock and you knock and you knock and you pound and you keep at it. You ask, you cry out, you beseech, you request, you pray, you keep crying out. It's the idea of a loud, persistent shrieking. I have to have this prayer answered. I will not quit. I will not give up. She called out to Christ because she had heard of him. Look at Mark 7, verse 25. For a woman whose young daughter, this woman has a young daughter with an unclean spirit, with a demon. Hears about Christ and she came and she fell at his feet. She comes, the daughter has an unclean spirit. She cries out, she's croaking, she's shouting after, she's beseeching, she's entreating, she's requesting, she's begging. And the reason why? The woman had heard of him. Have you heard of Christ? Have you finally come to the place that you had all of your options? This woman was all out of all her options for her daughter. Are you out of all your options with you fill in the blank with your daughter, with your child, with your husband, with your wife, with your job, with your addictions, with you trying to save yourself? Are you fed up with it? Did you have enough of it yet? Will you call out to Christ? Have you heard of him? Perhaps the woman had heard about how Jesus Christ had healed all manner of diseases. Have you heard that? If you haven't, well, now you are hearing it. Seek him out. About how he had opened the eyes of the blind. Have you heard about that? Well, now you have. How he unstopped the ears of the deaf. About how he had driven the demons from other people. She may have heard about how Jesus Christ had gone over into the country of the Gadarenes and had delivered the man possessed by a legion of demons. She may have said, if he can deliver that man from a legion of demons, surely he can deliver my daughter from the grip of one devil. Have you heard that Christ has raised the dead? Have you heard that? Have you heard of the great things that Jesus Christ has done for 2,000 years and is still doing today? Have you heard how he raises the dead, those that are spiritually dead? He gives them new life and they are born again. Have you heard about that? This woman came to Jesus Christ because faith and hope had been aroused in her heart. She needed something that society had not been able to provide. You haven't found that peace, have you? The world cannot provide that peace to you. Your money didn't bring you happiness, did it? All the plans you made, all the things you had planned to think that you thought was going to bring you joy and happiness, has it all come crashing down around you? Do you feel an emptiness inside? This woman was looking for something that her dead religion had been powerless to give her. Has your searching and your seeking proved fruitless to you? She needed a solution that she had not been able to provide by her own self efforts. She was desperate as she saw Jesus Christ as her only hope. The question is, how many of you can identify with this poor, anxious mother? As I said, perhaps you're dealing with a child that's out of control. Perhaps you're at your wit's end over some situation in your life and you need help. Perhaps you've exhausted every means at your disposal and do not know where to turn for help. Maybe what you need is salvation. Or maybe what you need is restoration. Or maybe what you need is forgiveness. Whatever the need in your life may be today, you should take a lesson from this woman and get that need to Jesus Christ. Regardless of what you face in your life today, the answer will be found in Him. He can move your mountain, meet your needs, save your soul, forgive your sins, touch your loved ones, you name it, He can do it. But you have to get to Him. You have to get to Him. Don't be afraid to call on Him. He invites you to come. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all you who are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Are you laboring? You're heavy laden? Christ says, "I'll give you rest." Jeremiah 33:3 says this, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." Call to me, and I'll answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. What a promise from God. You don't have to bear the burden alone. Bring it to Jesus Christ. He cares. He cares about your situation. Hebrews 4, verses 15 and 16 tells us, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore," see, this is what this woman did, "let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, so that for this purpose, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." She came to the one who sits at the throne of grace to obtain mercy, to find grace to help in the time of need. She came to the one that could answer her prayers. She came to that one, for she knew about 1 Peter 5:7 that says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you." I understand that that text hadn't been written yet, but she understood to come to Jesus Christ. And He says to cast all of your care upon Him, for He cares for you. If you simply come to Him and ask. And I want you to notice who you're coming to in the text. Look at closely at Mark 7:25. "For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about Him, and she came and fell at His feet." She fell at His feet. You didn't just fall at the feet of anyone. You only fell at the feet of deity. That is the only one whose feet that you fall before. John 11:32 tells us this. "Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw Him, she fell down at His feet, saying to Him, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.'" Jesus Christ is not just another human. He's not some kind of powerful being or angel or whatever you would describe Him as. If you describe Him as anything short of deity, anything short of God, you have the wrong Jesus Christ in your mind. That woman in the text, she fell at His feet. Mary, the sister of Lazarus, came to Christ and fell at His feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. You're talking about one that can prevent death. As I said, Jesus Christ is not, as many think, oh, well, he's just a good man. He is many things, a great moral teacher. He's one of many ways. Jesus Christ, this is what it's, let me show you who you're coming to. Who this woman bowed down before, who she fell at his feet. Look at Revelation 5:14. Then the four living creatures said, Amen, and the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. They fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. And in verse 12 of the Revelation 5, it tells you who that is. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard them saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. You're dealing with deity. You're dealing with God, the one who is worthy, the one who was slain, the one who received power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing, the one who sits on the throne. When the text says that this woman fell down, she bowed down, and you notice nowhere in the text does Jesus Christ say to her, get up. He doesn't tell her to get up because he's not worthy of her worshiping him. He does nothing of the sort. He does nothing of that sort. Look at Revelation 19, verse 4. Once again, and the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down. Notice, they fell down just like in the text in Mark. They fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne, saying, Amen, hallelujah. Notice, creatures fall down, they worship God. You fall down, you bow down, you kneel down, it's for one person only, and that's God Almighty. And let me show you proof of that in the last chapter of the Bible, in Revelation 22, verses 8 and 9. Now I, John, saw and heard these things. There's John the Apostle from the island of Patmos wrapping it up. Now I, John, saw and heard these things, and when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me some things, who showed me these things. Notice, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel. As an angelic being has revealed these truths to John, John falls down before the feet of the angel, the same thing that the woman in the text did with Jesus Christ. The woman in the text in Mark fell down before Christ, and here's John falling down before an angel that revealed the scriptures to him. And notice, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Notice Revelation 22, verse 9. Then he said to me, see that you do not do that. See that you do not do that. For I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. The only one you fall down before is God. You worship God. Here's an angel telling John, don't do no. Get up, though. See that you don't do that. Don't worship any angel, any other men or women or deities or denominations or traditions of men. You are to worship God. This woman was jammed up. She was out of options. She knew that she had nothing else that she could depend on or go to but Christ. She had heard about him. She comes asking, requesting, entreating, begging, beseeching, praying, desiring that Christ would answer her prayer. Have you come to that point? That's to be your disposition. You come to Christ with your request. And you pound and knock and beg and entreat and beseech and pray. And you're going to see later on in the text and in the next study or two, this woman, what her lot in life was, what Christ even said to her, and yet what she did. She did not give up. As we'll see in the next study about the woman and her resolve. This woman comes to Christ for help, and when she doesn't get the response she imagines, she stays after Jesus until she gets what she wants. She doesn't quit. And whatever that thing is, you keep praying about it. And pray, and seek, and knock, and be persistent. And don't give up. And don't give up. That's how faith is strengthened. Don't give up on whatever that thing is. Jesus Christ hears your prayers. And he has the power and the ability to answer your prayers. But in his time. In his time. God is God. You're not God. Sometimes we give up on prayer because God doesn't answer in our timing. He answers in his timing. Many times his answer is later. It's not necessarily right now. But be dogged in your determination like the woman in that text. Come to Christ with your petitions. For he is worthy to receive power and honor and glory. Amen.